Jackie the Park Ranger.
And my name's Squeakers.
We read the Bible and we help each other.
So explore with us.
Today's the day.
Let's see what the Bible has to say.
Hey everybody, my name's Parky the Park Ranger.
And I'm Squeakers the Squirrel.
And we are so glad you're here to help us tell another great story from the Bible.
Oh, I can't wait for today's story. But Parky, I've been thinking lately.
Yeah, what's up, Squeakers?
I do not want to be a kid anymore. I want to be a grown-up.
Well, I think that might take some time to become a grown-up, but why are you asking about this?
Because being a kid is so boring.
Squeakers, it's not boring. In fact, I loved being a kid. You get to stay up late at night on Fridays, and you get to take naps, and you get free food, and you can play with your toys all day. You don't have to pay bills. I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying, but there's so many things I can't do. I can't drive a squirrel mobile.
True.
I have to go to bed early.
That is true.
I can't eat as much ice cream as I want.
That's also true.
See, I want to be a grown-up.
Well, I think you might find, Squeakers, that our story today kind of talks about this exact same thing.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. And it's about Moses.
Moses? Oh, I remember the story about how he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
Well, not that story. I mean, that is a great story about how God used Moses when he was very old in a great way. But this story is about when Moses was a baby and God used someone else, someone really young, in a great way.
Oh, okay, I'm excited for this story. Let's get it started.
Well, everyone, if you want to join us, you can open up your Bibles to the book of Exodus, chapter 2. Squeakers, would you do the honors of reading how our story begins?
Yes, I will. So our story today begins with the Israelites. They were slaves in Egypt.
That's right. And Pharaoh, who was kind of the king of Egypt, he did not like these Israelites, did he, Squeakers?
No, he was mean to them.
That's right. So mean, in fact, that he made a law, a rule for the whole nation, that if an Israelite baby boy was born, then Pharaoh would send his soldiers to take the baby away from their family.
That's terrible.
Horrible. Well, there was a woman named Mephibosheth.
Can't say that name.
That's okay. It is kind of a tough name to say. Mephibosheth.
Mephibosheth.
There it is. Great job. Now, Mephibosheth, she was an Israelite woman, and she gave birth to a small baby boy named
Moses.
You guessed it. Yeah. But since Moses was an Israelite, Pharaoh's soldiers would soon come to get him and steal him away from Mephibosheth.
They needed to hide the baby.
That's right. And so that is what Mephibosheth did for about 3 months. But one day the soldiers came a-knocking, and she had to figure out where to hide Moses.
Oh no, where was she gonna hide him?
Well, she took a small basket, and on the bottom of it, she put lots of tar so that it could float on water, and she placed baby Moses inside a little basket.
What did she do with the basket?
She took that basket and she set it on the Nile River that runs through Egypt. But this was a dangerous river. I mean, there are rocks in the river, crocodiles in the river. She had no idea what was going to happen, but she knew she had to do this to protect baby Moses.
Oh, no. So what happened next?
Well, next, baby Moses had an older sister. Now, she was probably maybe 10 or 11 years old. Her name was Miriam. And Mephibosheth looked at Miriam and she said, "Miriam, you have a very important job. I want you to follow along the shore of the Nile all the way down, and I want you to watch for the basket to make sure baby Moses stays safe."
Wow, that's a big job for a little girl.
That's right, a huge job. And Miriam was just a little kid, but God wanted to use her in an incredibly important way to protect Moses. Well, Miriam did exactly what her mom asked her to do. She followed along the river until the basket came to Pharaoh's palace.
Oh no.
That's right. We were thinking, oh no, something bad is going to happen. They're going to find out Moses is an Israelite. But Pharaoh's daughter was in the river and she was bathing when she found the basket. She opened it up and to her surprise, there was a crying baby Moses. She quickly looked around for someone to help her when she saw Miriam, Moses' big sister. And she said, "Miriam, will you go and find someone that can raise this child and help him to grow up?" And you know who Miriam went?
She went and got her mom.
That's right. She went and got Mephibosheth. Moses' mom got paid to raise her own kid. How cool is that?
Wow. And all of that happened because Miriam was used for God's glory.
That's exactly right. She was able to follow and make sure that Moses was safe. Because if she hadn't, who knows? Moses may never have lived. And then the Israelites would have never been saved from slavery in Egypt.
Wow. That's amazing. And it just shows that God can use people of all ages, even young people like me or you watching online.
That's exactly right, Squeakers. And that's such an important lesson to learn. Big or small, old or young, God wants to use you to make a big difference.
Wow, that was such a great story, Parky. And you know what? I don't think I'm ready to grow up yet. I think I'm going to stay young like a kid because God can still use me.
That's exactly right. There's probably some people that God wants you to be able to help that only you can help.
Yes, and same for everyone watching online. God wants to use you. You're not too small to be used by God. He can use you at your school, at home, with friends.
That's exactly right, Squeakers. What a great story. I loved this one. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. And hey, we've got some more stories coming, so be sure to click that subscribe button. And what else do they need to do?
And ring that bell. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. That's right. We love you guys. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
We're glad you joined us.
We'll see you soon.
But before we go, we've got one last tune.
God loves me.
And God loves you. No matter what you say or what you do. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great day.
We've learned what the Bible has to say.